Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. The star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Thank you, Mike Horn. Did you get your camera squared away there?
Yes, I did. I'm set.
Yeah. You're squared away? Did you find the Sheraton Fairplex?
Yeah, Fred and I, before the show, were trying to find the Sheraton Fairplex Hotel in Pomona, California, where they have the L.A. County Fair Competition, because you're going to be speaking at an honorary deal Saturday,
we're going,
right?
I'm going.
Yes.
You're going to try to
I'm going to try to make it there with you.
But anyway, I'm speaking at Tom McEwen's Services.
Tom the Mongoose McEwen.
The Mongoose. I'm one of many people. I'm just going to say a couple words about my good friend. And then it's going to be held at the Sheraton Fairplex Hotel in Pomona, California.
Yeah.
So I'm riding out there Saturday, and Mike will try to join me. But you were having a difficulty finding directions.
Well, I was confused because when I get out of the freeway, I don't realize that I'm going over the freeway, and I kept thinking I was still to the south of the freeway.
You think you were going south?
Yeah, I thought, but I'm actually going north.
You'd be in Tijuana if you just kept going.
I got confused, and we were looking at this map probably for about a half hour while I was very confused.
You were really. I felt for you because it was. I felt that you were being traumatized by the cell phone.
Did you ever have that happen to you? It's like something else. I don't know. It's just very confusing when you think you know your directions, and then it's not there on the map.
I have a good sense of directions, although you know.
You do?
Yeah. Although, you know, if I'm really eager to get someplace, I always get there about 45 minutes before, no matter what it is.
You just like to get there early and kind
I
of settle in.
Get right? there and gather myself before I open the car door and join them.
You do that. I know you arrive even at parties early sometimes, right?
Yeah, but that also gives me an opportunity to leave early.
That's very true. Hey, we're doing the show. If you want to get in touch with Fred Dreyer, you can always get in touch with him by emailing him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You can follow him on Twitter, fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget his brand new website where he's got his movie, Highway 395. You can download freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Ah, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using J.B. Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation. Don't toss it, JB Weld it."
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the sports lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm going through my notes here, and I just noticed something.
Yes.
Under the heading of football.
Yep.
The title is this. Here's the release. These are sports releases.
Yes.
Right? Healthy Montravius Adams, eager to get to work.
What does that mean?
Well,
he's healthy, and
it's
so
a whole page describing how he is eager to get to work for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, so that's good news then, right?
I guess.
I mean, if you're making all that money that the players make, you should be, you know.
But my point is that why would anybody read this if you're not related to Montravius Adams? If you're not his brother, his sister, a teammate, perhaps? You know, there's no reason for this to be even released.
So you don't think this is a story?
This is not a story.
Well, he was waiting last summer, and the Packers, he was a rookie. He was anticipating playing for Green Bay for the start of the training camp last July. He was a third-round pick out of Auburn, participated in the first two non-padded practices. He developed a stress fracture in his foot, which required surgery to repair.
Okay.
And so he didn't play. The
That's
injury
right.
sidelined him
That's
for all
it.
Of the training camp.
That's right.
And Green Bay kept him on the active roster. The guy's 304 pounds, 6'4".
That's
He's a defensive
problem.
Tackle.
He's 304 pounds.
Is that too much?
Well, for a broken foot, I would say.
I heard a story about you, not to digress here on this. At your weight, that when you would weigh in, you'd put weights under your armpits to go ahead and put your...
Who told you that?
I read it somewhere just this week about Fred Dreyer would go ahead and put some extra weight there, that you always had a great physique and you were always not as big as the people might think you were because you were the all-pro defensive end. Did you kind of pump up yourself a little bit with some weights?
What do you think the end results of my career was? The end results was
you had a good
it
career.
Didn't make any difference
Correct.
What I weighed.
Correct.
So there it is.
So does this 304 mean anything to him then on what he weighed? You just think he was too heavy on this at 304?
Well, 304 is 304.
Here's the deal, I think. If I'm
a
defensive,
broken foot is a broken foot.
And because of the 304.
But when you put a broken foot on a 304-pound man.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So, see, this is what I'm talking about. Weight is not necessarily a big deal because you still got to be fast. You got to be able to move.
It can be a hindrance.
It can be a hindrance.
Now, don't you think, just here's a question.
Yes.
Don't you think there's a good possibility that he could drop 25 pounds?
Yes.
And not lose a step and
right.
probably be better.
Probably be quicker.
Probably be a little bit more agile.
Yep.
And it would go a long way to really helping his foot.
I think you're probably right. So what you're saying is instead of this story, we should hear a story about him losing 25 pounds.
I want to know. Okay. I hear he has a broken foot.
Yeah, right.
I want the story to reflect something about the broken foot.
Yeah, and it doesn't. It just
Does the broken foot that kept him out of his rookie year
right
now play entering his second year?
Yeah, because he was signed, and he's the whole first year he's watching from the sideline, and now he's coming back to play again. So what do you think?
This is not a story. That's what I think.
Okay, that's what you think.
Yeah.
So you want to hear how it's going to affect
him. Yeah, I mean, okay, you opened up by telling me Montravius Adams is
right.
Eager to get to work.
Yes.
All right, I'll read into it. I read into it. I look at it and say, okay, he's excited. But now you say he's got a problem here with his foot.
Yes.
I'd like to know about the foot.
I'd like to know if it's good or bad or whatever, right?
Well, tell me about the foot. Tell me what your experience was. How about the story saying, you know what, I decided, you know, last year I was 304. I really don't have to be 304.
I'm going to knock it down.
And the foot was a blessing in disguise, kind of. And so I now use that experience and that experience to now lose 25 pounds, and I'm so much better for it, and I'm so much happier. I'm looking forward to applying my trade to my craft.
Well, he had a surgically repaired foot. He was able to get back in the training in Georgia, preparing for the off-season program. And he and his wife had a newborn son. And we'll see what happens now. We'll see. But there's none of that in the story to see what's going on. Training camp is here. We'll probably find out, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so it's a non-story. That's
exactly.
Good. Okay, so I want to get back to the All-Star game, if we can, just to touch here. Because can you participate in the home run derby, if you're not an all-star? I guess you can, right? You get invited.
If you're invited, yep.
If you're invited. So yep. This guy on the Dodgers is Max Muncy, who's been hitting a lot of home runs.
Mad Max, I call him.
He is going to participate in the home run derby on Monday at the Nationals Park in Washington. Here's his thing. He's an infielder, and he can play in different spots. He's pretty versatile to go around. But he leads the Dodgers with 20 home runs. He's hit a home run every 10 at-bats this season. That's better than the career rates of the top three home run hitters in Major League history: Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and the Babe Ruth. What do you think of that?
He's got 56 hits.
Yes.
20 of them are home runs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's been cranking the home runs.
Have you seen him swing?
Well, I've seen him swing.
You've seen him swing.
He's got a nice, sweet-looking swing.
This guy's got as good a swing. And Nomar Garcia-Para, who can hit.
Yes, former Boston Red Sox and Dodger.
Yes, and who's now a present-day announcer, color commentator.
For the Dodgers, yes.
He's good and very insightful. And he and Oral Hershiser, a very competent pitcher, both are very high on Muncy.
They are.
One is a pitcher, because as a pitcher, you know, he studies hitters. It's interesting, you know, when you listen to pitchers critique their job description, their job description it doesn't live in a vacuum. So a pitcher now has to kind of like be expert on hitters.
Right.
Because you got to pitch to him.
Because you got to pitch to him, correct.
Right. So listening to those two people, Nomar and Oral, talk about Muncy was very insightful and very interesting. They think he's got as good a sound, a base of a swing as anybody does.
Well, and apparently that's what they're saying here now, too, because as you mentioned there, he's got 20 home runs, hit a home run every 10 at-bats this season. And that's better than the career rates for Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and Babe Ruth. Now, Muncy hasn't played as long as these guys, so I'm sure pitchers will catch on to him for a little bit. But he has played before. He was with Oakland, and his resurgence is it's one of the big surprise stories in baseball this season.
Here's my question.
Yes.
You know, this has happened now for the last couple of years, that the Dodgers take away, pry away from other teams,
yes,
good players.
They really do. Players that the other teams don't even know are good.
Well, a couple of years ago, they got a hold of Turner from the Mets.
Right.
Then last year, they got Chris Taylor
from
Seattle.
Yep.
This year, from Oakland, they get Max Muncy.
Yeah.
So how do they do that?
Good scouting. You got to send it to the scouts saying this is a good prospect. You should go for him. It's pretty good.
I mean, how do you – I mean, if you're Oakland – and Don't you know what you're looking at? Don't you say this?
He was released by the Oakland.
Well, no, I know he was.
After but two why, impressive why
don't
seasons.
We why don't we put that guy where no one no one can touch him, and then we'll bring him up when our roster's clear. And they just said, okay, the Dodgers won, we'll let him go. Why would somebody, especially Oakland, you know, who's that Moneyball team?
Yeah. Moneyball.
This is the type of thing that Moneyball philosophy should protect.
That's true.
Yes.
And it did not protect.
How did it get out of Oakland?
We'll continue with this straight ahead. We're in the Sports Lounge. Let us know your thoughts. You can email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Talking a little bit about the all-star game, the home run derby coming up, and particularly about Max Muncy, and how does one team pick up a winner and trade for him and another team not know they've got it. Here's the deal. Max Muncy was signed by Oakland, and he was released by the Oakland A's after two unimpressive seasons. He batted .206 in 2015, batted .186 in 2016. He was signed to a minor league contract by the Dodgers in 2017, spent the season in the minors, was called up on April 17th in 2018. He reached 20 home runs in only his 183rd at-bat of 2018, making him the fastest to get there in Dodgers history. This is really something. And he's got more home runs per at-bats than Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, and Babe Ruth. So here's your question. It's two things. It's a scouting, but it also sounds like having the right minor league people to bring the person up is probably a little bit better, because you mentioned Oakland A's Moneyball guys. They had him on their team, batted .206 in 2015, .186 in 2016. They gave him 2 years. He's not batting much. They say, we can let this guy go. They release him. The Dodgers pick him up, put him in their farm system, and after being 1 year in the Dodgers farm system, look at what this guy has done.
You know, it's interesting. I think this is the most fascinating thing about all professional sports. Is personnel, how personnel is observed, how they're recognized, how they're treated, how they're groomed, and how they're promoted, how they're taken care of. What is the philosophy of the organization towards their personnel? And having gone through this professional football level, it's interesting to see. I know other players that my teammates, over the years on various 13 different NFL teams, there was always a consensus on who was good, who could play, who was the best on the team, and who wasn't. And it's kind of fun to watch. Every once in a while, you'll say, geez, this guy's pretty good. He should play. You know, this is the type of a situation where a guy suddenly shows up and out of the blue surprises everybody. Well, that happened then because the scouting wasn't as thorough as right. It is now today. Everybody, because of scouting, everybody knows where the talent is. You're not going to really jump up and sneak up on anybody, but you are going to mature, and you are going to respond to an opportunity that you get in a preseason game or during training camp or in a bunch of preseason games. You know, you can really make your career by performing at the right time. Now, when you get a hold of somebody like Max Muncy, who wasn't hitting very well out of the Oakland organization, the Dodgers pick him up, they tuck him away. What do you think they saw in Max Muncy that probably everybody else saw, but nobody spent the time
there
to
you go.
Nurture?
That's the key.
They never spent the time to nurture it.
So the farm
it.
System nurtured it. They saw something in the Dodgers farm system that was not seen, or maybe they brought him up too quickly in the Oakland A's system.
You don't know.
They could have brought him up too quickly.
Well, but we mentioned before the last break was how does an organization that's known for Moneyball and being economical and investing in people and putting people on your team that hit all the bells and whistles as far as your philosophy of performance goes. How does that guy for a couple of years in the organization not get paid attention to?
Exactly. It's a strange thing. I see, but there's a lot of people, mainly Tommy Lasorda, doesn't believe in that Moneyball thing. He says, hey, this may be a good deal, but how many World Series did they win? How many championships? That's kind of thing with the Moneyball. I don't know. You got to be able to look at the guy. Obviously, Max Muncy, he had only five home runs in his first 96 major league games, but he has said he got a restructured approach, which was crouching. He was crouching lower now in his batting stance, getting more upward in the trajectory with his swing. He said he's always felt the power was there. He says, it's just my swing wasn't built for hitting home runs before, whereas I feel like I got myself in a better position to use it. How was that done? Probably with somebody in the organization looking, saying, hey, stand this
Turner
way.
Turner Ward, yeah. The batting coach.
Who is going to be throwing balls at
to
Max Muncy.
To Max Muncy in the home run
exactly.
derby.
Exactly. Turner Ward is, I'm telling you, he turned Puig around. I've seen him turn a few Dodgers around. Yeah. If I got a team, I'd be going after coaching and managing. I'd be on my list.
Infrastructure is so critical.
Rick Honeycutt, a good guy, brings the pitching staff to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue straight ahead here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. Of course, that's the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Got the Transformer movie coming out this summer. He, of course, Land's End, one of the great syndicated shows of all time. And, of course, Hunter, one of the great TV series of all time, plus movies and more. And we're here talking sports because he's the all-pro defensive end from the Los Angeles Rams. Now, let's talk a little more baseball because we have to give a shout-out. There's a lot of die-hard baseball fans that like their teams. And I've seen more die-hard Red fans than I think I've ever seen before. People, once you're in Cincinnati, you're a Red fan. You're kind of a Red fan for life. My buddy Jim Roop, Tyler Roop, diehard Red fans. Am I right?
Well, they are, yeah.
And Tony Vincent owns Vincent Winery up in Santa Barbara. This guy, you come and go to visit him at his house. He's upstairs. He comes down. I'm sorry, I was watching the Reds game, and they're losing like 9-1, and he's still watching the Reds play. I mean, these are diehard fans.
I remember my father talking about Johnny Vandermeer pitching back-to-back no-hitters.
See, and back-to-back.
In a row.
That was on the Reds, right?
Yeah, Johnny Vandermeer. It was 1934, yeah. I believe it was. My dad was born in 19... He was 20 years old, and he used to talk about the Red Legs, and it was a big thing in my family, the Cincinnati Reds. And then, suddenly, the Dodgers in 58 show up in Los Angeles.
And there you go.
And then when the Reds play the Dodgers,
yeah.
It became kind of a special little deal.
Big red machine against the big blue wrecking crew.
Yeah,
remember? That was big.
Yeah,
and that was when Pete Rose was there. But there hasn't been much with the Reds since that time
at all.
They had
the Sparkster. They had Sparky.
Sparky Anderson. And once again, we get back to good management. Am I right? That you got going
Sparky
there.
Schwartz?
Sparky Anderson.
Anderson
was the name.
Down.
So is your family formerly from the Cincinnati area?
My father's from Covington, Kentucky.
There you go.
And right across the river, he went right into Cincinnati. The family moved up to Cincinnati, and that was it.
That's you Red fans out there. That's the deal. You're from that heart breadbasket of the country. So we thought we'd talk about them a little bit because in the last month, they've been one of the best teams in Major League Baseball over the past month. Prior to that,
they've
been pretty bad. But
they've been doing pretty well.
Yeah.
They've won, 10 to 15 or something like that? What is it?
Something like that. They've 18 and 8 over the past
good for
month.
Them. Good for them.
And they've the three players, Joey Votto, Scooter Gennett, Eugenio Suarez, they're going to be in the All-Star game.
They should be.
Their fans are strong. Look at their fans. The team is like not doing well. They're getting
They sweep the Dodgers when they were out here?
Yes, they did. And they took care of the Cubs here recently.
And they pounded them, too.
Yes, they did.
What's going on?
So here's the deal. Their president, Dick Williams, not the same Dick Williams that used to be the manager
of
guy. Of course not. That guy was kind of mean looking, wasn't he?
Half a mustache.
He did. He just looked like a little Hitler mustache. That's because you and I are old timers. But
that's right.
This Dick Williams says he's the president, and it's not March.
Not many remembered Hitler. Not many remembered Hitler.
No,
that was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. Yeah. Okay, so he said he's going to expect a nice increase in payroll in next season.
Who is?
The Reds, the president, Dick Williams, expects a nice increase. Like, they're going to pay some more money to current players, maybe get some other people. And he had an interview in the Cincinnati Inquirer, and he says, we do believe that we're creating a good core to invest around. He said, for the first time in a couple of years, I firmly believe we'll have a raised payroll. So the Reds, their payroll is $110.9 million this season. That's the seventh lowest in the majors. And they lost 43 of their first 65 games. Now, as I mentioned, they went 18-8. Apparently this guy, Dick Williams, told the Inquirer that he did not have to set a number of the Reds' anticipated payroll for 2019, but he expected a nice increase. That's all he said.
Well, they should increase that team.
They should. Because you got to get back and get the team together.
You got to infuse them with some cash so they can get to the ballpark and buy some dogs.
He says it's not going to be like 1 or 2%. He says, but it's too early to know for sure. But a lot will depend on how we play the rest of the year. So I think he's telling them, play well and there's a salary increase of some kind.
Well, they got about 60-some-odd games to go.
Yeah, get going. That's right.
Let's go. Let's wake up.
Speaking of money and basketball, the Oklahoma City Thunder agreed to a one-year deal with this guy, Raymond Felton. And that's going to push the franchise into uncharted financial territory. They're going to be now the first team in the NBA history to hit $300 million between the team payroll and the luxury tax bill. This is good. This is crazy.
Yeah, these people are stupid. You know, they let what's his name go? What's the guy's name that won the MVP for Houston?
I don't know.
The guy with the beard.
Bearded man.
Yeah, I forgot his name. Anyway. You know, he used to be with the Thunder, and they let him go over just a pittance of salary.
Well, and now look at what they're spending all this money on.
Yeah.
So Clay Bennett, the team owner, said he had no choice but to keep his current high-dollar players like Carmelo Anthony, set to make $27.9 million this season.
You got to get rid of him.
Weren't the Lakers going after him at one point?
Yeah, but
you get rid of
$27 million
dollars
for
much
that
money.
Guy.
And you're not doing anything, right?
You know,
come on.
Are they? You know what's good? I've been watching this, the Vegas,
the summer league,
NBA and all 32, league. All 30. Is it 30 teams? 30 so. Teams. All 30 teams are represented there, and they're just playing like crazy, and they're running up and down the floor. They're great, and they're jumping and running, and there's enthusiasm there, and you've got a lot of. Opportunity for all these rosters to get better, you know. And so I think, all somebody has to do is start, suddenly be like Kyle Kuzma, and they could take, job away.
Send us your thoughts on this. Email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Protect your engine from sludge and wear and increase performance with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof.
The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Hort, along with the star of our program, the amazing Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, star of Hunter, and we've got him on a case already. We're putting Hunter solving the vandalization of the brand-new Welcome LeBron James mural. Apparently, this mural showing the newest Laker, LeBron James, was put up last week, finished just last week, and it's now they're trying to restore it because... he was, you know, the thing was vandalized. Apparently something was done to it over there. And, you know, if you've been under a rock, LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers last week, signed a four-year, $154 million contract with the Lakers. And they had this original artwork outside a restaurant in Venice, California.
Depicted
LeBron in a Lakers uniform with the King of L.A. painted above him. But apparently some vandals wasted no time in making the latest member of the L.A. royalty feel unwelcome. There are phrases up there like LaFraud, we don't want you, and no king were spray painted on the mural.
Oh.
And the numbers 3-6 also appeared, a reference to Lakers to James' career record in the NBA Finals. And anyway, the guy who's the general manager of the restaurant, Baby Blues Restaurant, a guy named Rob Aguirre, says his security cameras caught at least one person spraying the paint. And he says, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It was just a piece of art. And all I was meant to do was welcome LeBron and try to capture some of the excitement that was going on in the city. And there has been excitement in the city. We need Hunter on this. What would you do as Hunter?
Well, actually, you'd need Hunter and McCall, because I would require, like I usually do in the scripts, when they write these things, when Hunter's being challenged or he's being threatened or his life's in danger, which is almost every episode.
Yeah.
His life's on the line.
Yes.
In the script, it would say Hunter charges down the alley, hell-bent for leather, guns blazing, right?
Right.
And then they'd say cut to McCall hiding behind the car, yelling, be careful, Hunter. Be careful. So in the script, it would say that in the script.
Yes.
So the director would come in to block the shot out. And Stephanie would oftentimes just say, I don't think you need me to yell that down the alley.
Exactly.
And then when we blocked it out, and then I would say, well, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. Really getting into script meetings here. This is
just
pretty good.
Just a second.
So wait a second.
This is what part. It's in the script.
So you
Stephanie.
Wanted her to shout out.
I said, careful. I think I'd like to know, and so would the audience.
That someone cares about me.
I think the audience would like to know that you are wishing that I not get hurt. And the only way they can realize that is if you shout out, Hunter, be careful. And
really?
And so I would really like you. I'd like to hear it as I'm running down the deal.
So you as that would inspire you to run.
Well, it adds to the richness to the scene.
It did.
Yeah, and of course, by now she's really pissed off. She says, "I don't tell you what to say and what not to say in a scene." And I said, "I'm here as a pro."
Did she end up shouting it?
No, actually.
She did not.
She shouted something else.
Okay, and they had to do another take. I got you.
She says, we can't print that one.
Was there ever any romance between you and McCall?
All the time.
I never saw it. But, I mean, we always kind of wondered as viewers of the show.
The back seat of that Dodge? Can I tell you something about the back seat?
What about it?
It's big. It's bigger than you think it is.
It is huge back
there. No, until you get back there, you don't know what the heck you got.
So anyway.
You're blessed.
Okay, thank you. Never mind. So this whole thing now, There was one of the guys here who was who painted this thing. One of the artists that created the this mural for LeBron James, who goes by the moniker of Jonah Never. He tweeted a photo of the updated mural, saying he took off the little scribbles and the offending material, and then he posted a work of some of his other work. He also has a mural of Kobe Bryant and defended his work to the people that are not this, the
why do we have
LeBron.
To defend anything?
I don't know. Here's the deal: LeBron owns the Blaze Pizza, and on Tuesday he was giving away free pizzas for about four.
Is
or five
he in
hours.
Town now? Yeah, I thought he was on the French Riviera.
He might be, but he's got his pizza company, Blaze Pizza, in Los Angeles, giving away free pizzas. You could create your own pizza in the afternoon hours if you went into the Blaze Pizza.
I think this is a pretty smart thing for him to be
I
doing.
I think it's very true. What pizza would you make if you went in there and went and created your own pizza?
Well, I
know
think,
you're not a pizza fan.
I know think that for I'd a fact. Have to have three different types of cheeses.
So what is it about the pizza that has stopped you from enjoying it over the years? Does
well,
it go back
I think
to your childhood?
My first taste of pizza.
What happened?
Was when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And on a Friday night, we
yeah,
all
sure.
all us kids were just rallying around the traffic out there in the middle of Hawthorne Boulevard, and across the street was a pizza place.
A big pizza big for kids.
It wasn't a big place, but it was popular.
Popular.
Because you could go across the street, get yourself a favorite piece of pizza,
yep.
and then run across the street through traffic, and then hang out on the inside part. It has a huge parking area in the middle of the road. You know?
So that's the gang said, hey, come on, let's go get some pizza.
Let's go get some pizza,
yes.
Fred. And he goes, let's go get some pizza. You like their pizza? I said, I've never had their pizza. Are you kidding me? Come on, guys. Let's
be
get,
careful, Fred.
Let's get
Fred
some terrible, pizza.
Fred.
So we ran across. I dodged traffic. I got a piece of pizza. I bit into it. And this thing was not only 700 degrees Fahrenheit. The last thing I saw was the bubbling cheese as it stuck to the roof of my mouth.
How long did it take you to pry it off?
It took me like about eight weeks to get it off the roof of my mouth.
Talk like this for
a
while.
Oh, man, I could not get that off of there. I stumbled into the street like a drunk.
Still a soft spot.
I was on fire. Now, the skin, I thought the cheese was coming off, but it was actually the roof of my mouth.
Sports Lounge, Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Email segment time here for you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Budd is writing to you. Says, I hope you have a great birthday. Enjoy. A lot of people wishing happy birthday. It was your birthday on the 6th.
I know they are. They're excited for me, and I appreciate it very much. And I am absolutely had a fantastic birthday.
Earl said happy birthday, Fred.
Oh, good.
Dez also said happy birthday to
Earl
you, Fred.
Earl and Dez, thank you.
Yeah, and Bud. Did you get Bud in there, too?
Got Bud.
Now, here's an email from Chuck. And Chuck says, interviewed you about 12 years ago. We had a great conversation, and I would love to have you back. I know 12 years have passed, right? Are you still available and willing to chat about pretty much everything under the sun? This is from Chuck Douglas. You must have been on the
show. I don't remember being interviewed by Chuck Douglas.
So you would have to have Chuck contact you by emailing you at Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, I don't even know who he's interviewing me for. There's no information here.
So Chuck, send more information to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Pamela says, Fred, I hope this birthday brings you lots of fun surprises and that the coming year brings you happiness, health, and all good things.
Well, thank you, Pam, so much.
That's a pretty good one there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Gail said, happy birthday. Dear Fred, hope all of your Tootsie Roll dreams come through. Are you still a Tootsie Roll fanatic?
No, I'm not. I gave that up along with the pizza.
You used to do Tootsie Rolls and throw them at people.
I had Tootsie Rolls stuck in the back of my teeth and couldn't get them out.
It was terrible over there. If you want to email Fred, just the email him at freddreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's freddreyer at crntalk.com. We'll get the emails, read them on the air. So jot it down, freddreyer at crntalk.com. We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man who will never eat pizza to this day. He's actually
I still got an
ice cube in his mouth right now.
The roof of my mouth, for some reason, hurts right now.
The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Sense memory.
Now, everybody's kind of done that. I remember as a kid, I took an extremely hot piece of pizza one time. It's when they put about three cheeses on there, and it's a cheese-only pizza, and you get it real hot, and it's thin crust, and it can kind of meld to the upper roof of your mouth.
It conforms. It shapes itself to the roof of your mouth, and it sticks there because it's like a hot suction that melts with the melting skin.
Now, this was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And from that point to
still
today,
traumatized.
You never have eaten pizza since that time.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. When I was also right around a little older than that, I got drunk over at my friend's house. And we got into...
This is before your professional sports career.
We got into the vodka. And we got into the vodka and the orange juice. And my friend said...
Screwdrivers.
He was going to call that a screwdriver. Yeah. He said, Fred, how would you like to have a screwdriver? I said, yeah, man. Let's have one. So I drank one, and I didn't realize, you know, how fast you should drink it or how slow you should drink it. I said, this is orange juice. It tastes pretty good. So I kind of like drank it down, and the next thing you know, I was stumbling all over the place. I stumbled out onto the porch, and I rolled down the steps into the sidewalk, and it was a mess. To this day, I've never had a screwdriver.
Ever again, right?
Pizza? And a screwdriver. Those are the two things I've never eaten.
I had, it was Asian food, I believe, some Chinese good food, and it was a bao. My cousin Wally called it a charcuterie bao, and it was so good. It's those doughy things that has, like, inside of it, like pork and stuff in there, kind of good different stuffings they put in there.
That doesn't sound
and
very
I
good.
Ate 1, 2, 3 of those, maybe a few more, and boy, oh boy, did I have an upset stomach after that. I've never had another bao since that time.
So the bowel movement was...
I waited for you. I gave it to you. I set it out there. I knew that was coming back at me.
Bowel.
I have not made any bowel movements in a long time after that.
You never made a move on a bowel?
On the bowel. It's not, I have not done that. That and pecans. As a young child, my uncle and aunt who lived in Alabama had this beautiful estate where they had pecan trees, and they sent for Christmas one year a box. I'm telling you, it was about 1 foot by 1 foot with a plastic bag in there, and all these shelled pecans were in there. And this was many years ago before they were actually boxed up at stores and things. And boy, I ate those pecans and thought they were the greatest thing and just kept eating them. And boy, did I have a problem after that. I just remember just moaning to myself for a long time.
When you need to go outside. Do you have horses? Do you have a barn?
No, I did not have a barn as a child.
But you can, people keep small horses and donkeys or an overweight uncle to punch you in the stomach.
And that does it?
And that breaks everything loose.
Does it? Is that what happens?
Yeah. You either get kicked in the stomach.
There was no problem with it breaking loose, let me tell you. It was loose. It was just, you know.
So you gunite? Did you gunite your way out of the barn?
It would not stop. It was terrible, I'm telling you. That's it. But those were internal problems. You had things more physical ailments with the pizza stuck to the roof of the mouth. And
that's just some of the things that went wrong in my life, Mike.
This is some of the sports news you will not hear on any other sports talk radio program right here with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Exactly.
Stay away from hot pizza if you learn anything on the show today, and don't drink too many screwdrivers.
Small horses as well.
And small horses or an uncle that hits you in the stomach can kind of loosen
things.
A fat
uncle that'll punch you.
If you've got a broken foot, lose some weight to go ahead and help yourself.
Well,
stress fracture.
It's always incumbent on those to understand what's best for them.
Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Email me.
And check out his website.
FredDreyer.co.
Email?
Yeah, and take a look at what's happening with Raleigh Wade on Highway 395. He's a rascal.
FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the great Fred Dreyer. Cheryl Owens is saying, happy birthday. Enjoy your special day. I used to think it was cool that your birthday was the day after mine. So how do you like that? She's the fifth, you're the sixth.
And I've got some people here. We've got myself on the sixth.
And Courtney on
the seventh.
So we got the 5, 6, and 7 in the country on
and
July 4th.
And there's a friend of mine who's on the 8th.
There you go. So I'm telling you. JT Stapp says, happy birthday, Mr. Dreyer. Love your show, your work in the past,
Thank you.
Hunter, and the fact you have an NFL record that will most likely never be broken. You are still the man, Fred. Much love and admiration.
Thank you so much, JT.
Stephen Browning says, happy 4th of July. Enjoyed your work. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Scott says, I liked Fred on the TV show Hunter every season it was on, but Fred Dreyer was always first and foremost a Los Angeles Rams football player, was a favorite of mine from the time I was a kid in elementary school to a couple of seasons after I graduated high school in 1979.
You were high school in 79. That means, so you were old enough to know about my Ram days.
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's good.
Martha says, happy birthday, Fred. I hope you have a fabulous day. Best wishes for a great year ahead. Hope the day brings you delicious meals, tasty choice vino, and prime cigars to celebrate.
Wow, that's a heck of a day right there.
It was a great day because I took him to dinner on his birthday.
He did. It was really great.
And I believe you had the best chopped salad, as you mentioned. I don't believe you were drunk at the time.
I did. You said
it was the best chopped salad you've ever had.
I had the best chopped salad. It hit the spot. It was terrific. And we sat like about 15 feet from the piano player.
He was great.
Good music. He was quiet.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock. And you always never know the sandwich or the salad you like. So I'm always the guy that orders it for you, kind of like your servant. And so it's the pancetta salad, but you take out the croutons and you add in peppers and zucchini and olives and anything else in there.
You did everything but chew it for me.
And they chopped it fine for you, and that was really good for you, wasn't it?
I think we're going to try that. You know the mama bird and the baby bird?
Nope, not going to do that.
It's like my daughter when she was small. She says, Daddy, I want to play mama bird. I want to play daddy bird, mama bird. And that was, I would chew food up and spit it in her mouth.
We got to get out of here. Don't forget to email Fred, FredDreyer at crntalk.com.
That's something you probably thought about.
FredDreyer at crntalk.com. And don't forget to go to his website, freddreyer.co. Final thoughts from you?
Well, I'm thinking that the Mama Bird, I think you would like to play Mama Bird.
Hi, Mama Bird's going bye-bye.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.